This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.
Oh, and a very good late afternoon to you here on Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S stands for Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. And tonight we're pleased to be present here at Rushi. Rushi hosts Fort Loramie in a big Shelby County Athletic League clash. Fort Loramie leads the standings without a setback in league play. Rushi has lost one. Anna has lost one. Fort Loramie would like to widen the gap tonight. Rushi wants to pin loss number one on Fort Loramie. It's always a good game. Offense doesn't decide it. Pitching doesn't decide it. In the past 7-8 years, it's been a gaffe or two on defense. Neither one of these teams overpowering at this point in the year. Both clubs kind of feeling their way and improving game by game, week by week. And we'll see who steps up here tonight. I'm Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman. Picture-perfect evening for high school baseball. Not a cloud in the sky. Again here at Rushi. The left side of the diamond, left and center field, sun fields for certain, wind not a factor here tonight, Brandon.
Yeah, I mean, really, what I kind of thought when I looked at the forecast, what I thought was going to be a really chilly night actually turns out pretty good. I mean, the sun's shining good. Of course, we talked about how that's a factor here at Rushi out in left field, how that can be a factor for the left fielder, but it's not windy. So I think it'll be pretty good. It'll get cooler, obviously, as the game progresses. But a beautiful night here and a really important game in the league. Of course, this game has always been important in the league standings, it seems like, for, you know, as long as I can remember with when these two teams clash. over the past 10 years. It's uber important, you know, because one of these two teams, besides Anna, has been a league winner for the last 15 or so years.
Fort Laramie, Rushi, both Division 7, of course, and the game will have a lot of impact on the computer rankings with regard to seeding order in the Southwest District Division 7. Certainly Fort Laramie at 8-5, Rushi 5-5. Redskins can take another step towards separating itself from Rushi, not only in the league, the Shelby County Athletic Conference, but also in the seeding rankings too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can take a look at the really the region. I mean, even though we've kind of, you know, slimmed down in the past couple of years from four to seven divisions, you know, I take a look at all these teams, you know, that are involved in the district. It's Botkins, Bradford, Springfield Central Catholic, Cedarville, Fairlawn, Fort Laramie, Frank Monroe, Jackson Center, Legacy Christian Academy, Layman, Mississinawa, Newton, Rushi, Southeastern, Tri-County North, and Tri-Village. So I take a look at this, and I think of a couple things right away. I think of, well, Rushi's obviously won four straight regionals, always going to be a factor. Laramie has won two regionals in the past 8 years as well, always a factor come tournament time. And then you've got teams that are hanging around. You got Cedarville as well. They had a really good roster last year that made the regional finals as well, and they've got a lot of kids returning. Newton has got a very veteran core, although they maybe haven't had the postseason success that some of these other teams like Laramie or Rushi have had in recent years, but they're a team that's a very veteran core that's got a good pitcher in Austin Tippy. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. You know, this game is the only game that's going to be factored in before the draw. So that's the other thing. You know, they don't have the second data point. It will be irrelevant for coaches. And both these guys need this win today. I mean, it's needed for both teams. You know, I think that Laramie's got that win over Anna, so that's big where she lost to Anna. So probably it's a little more desperation for the Raiders than the Redskins, I think, so to speak. But, you know, whoever comes out winning tonight is going to put a lot of pressure on the league. You know, Laramie ends up with a win tonight. It's going to, you know, probably not bump the Raiders out entirely, but make it really tough for them. And if Rushi, you're two games back, that's going to be pretty tough to fight back from going in the second round of the Shelby County League.
With regard to the Southwest District seeding, if I was a betting man, and I'm not, I would say that Fort Laramie, Rushi, Newton, and Cedarville are battling it out for three district championships. Yep. And spots in the regional. That fourth club is going to come down from the Northwest District.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the other thing. You know, it's going to be a slaughter. And then it's also postseason baseball, so you never know what could happen. You know, we've seen teams, you know, more than basketball. The thing that I love about high school baseball is a little more unpredictable than the basketball tournament at times, you know, in terms of pitching, weather, all this other stuff. We can see upsets happen at a little bit higher clip than you are used to on the basketball court. And we've seen both these teams, you know, be the upsetters and get upset themselves over the course of the last 10 years. So you never know what you're going to get. You know, there's some years where maybe, you know, either these teams weren't picked to win the regionals and they ended up doing it. You know, there, I mean, the year Laramie won state in 18, you know, there were some really good clubs. They came out and they came back from behind. There was years like last year with Rushi where they lost a lot of talent and they come back and win the regional. And it kind of surprised some people, even though they had players like Braylon Cardonier. So you never know. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, certainly people will be looking at tonight's score and figuring out a lot of things about both these teams.
Rushi 5-5 on the year, 4-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. The last game for Rushi, a non-conference contest this past Friday at Arcanum. Rushi lost a lead and fell on the short end of a 4-3 score to Arcanum. Meanwhile, Fort Laramie this past weekend on Saturday at the Zach Richard Classic at Versailles lost handily to both Van Wert and Versailles. So recent games for both teams, downers. Each club trying to get back on the winning track tonight. Fort Laramie on the road to Rushi should be a fine game, usually is. I'm Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman here on Scores Broadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Welcome back. back here to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman. We're about 15 minutes away from the first pitch tonight between the Rushi Raiders and the Fort Loramie Redskins in Shelby County Athletic League action. Fort Loramie's on top of the standings, a 5-0 mark, 8-5 overall, and a second in the SCAL, 5-1, 7-2 overall. Rockets a half game up on Rushi, 4-1. In the league, 5-5 on the season. Houston, Botkins, and Jackson Center have one win each in SCAL play. Fairlawn brings up the rear without a win. It's a scramble in softball on the girls' side in the SCAL. Anna leads 5-1 record. Houston and Rushi each with a setback. Houston 4-1, Rushi 3-1. Botkins and Fort Loramie 2-2. Jackson Center and Fairlawn winless. And right down the street from the baseball facility here at Rushi, softball taking place tonight between Fort Loramie and Rushi. It's an important game as well. In the softball standings, Rushi, as I noted, 3-1, and Fort Loramie 2-2 in softball SCAL action. On the ball diamond down below, right in front of us here at Rushi High School, we see Fort Loramie working out, infield practice being completed. Redskins have won four of the last six in games between Fort Loramie and Rushi. Fort Loramie's taken 11 of the last 17. Most of the games have not been that close, Brandon, as we were commenting before going on air. Yeah, pitching's been reasonably good. It's been consistent. It hasn't necessarily been the key factor in a lot of games. Neither has terrific offense. There oftentimes is a big defensive gaffe or two at a critical turning point in the contest.
Yeah, and both of these teams obviously have had a lot of success over the last 10 or so years, and that's kind of how it is in like these type of games or tournament games. It's that noticeable air, you know, that might get highly inflated. That's the difference in the ball game. You know, at times the offense has been dominant, and at times, sometimes, yeah, the pitching has been shut down, but it's not necessarily that, you know, overwhelming pitching power that we really see in maybe some other games. You know, like some other teams, they have that shutdown pitch that's guaranteed to get you a zero up there every inning. These offenses both do a nice job of taking long at-bats, you know, swinging off, taking 8-9 pitch at-bats and putting the ball in play. And that forces a lot of pressure on the defense, especially in high school baseball. You talk about those defensive gaps. It's not always because the teams struggle on defense sometimes. It's because both these teams do well cutting down on the strikeouts, putting the ball in play, which, you know, in high school baseball is eventually going to force an error by chance. So I think that's the thing as well. So, and of course, it's a big league game. One of these two have been the Shelby County League champion, I think, each of the last 7 years. So one of these two have been. So I think that's a big factor as well.
Pressure, tension will mount as this game proceeds. Who gets off to the better start? That will certainly be a factor. I hearken back to 2022 and 2021. Rushi won the state in 22. Fort Loramie in 2021 was outstanding and beat Rushi in the tournament 7-1. Rushi lost in the state final 4. The next year, Rushi beat Fort Loramie 7-1. I think the losing team combined for 11 errors in those two games.
Yeah, I remember those two games well. I was on the staff in Rushi on both 21 and 22. And, yeah, I remember when we were on staff in 21, we had 5 errors, I think, in that game. And that Loramie team executed the safety squeeze to perfection. Jeff Sanders' team did that day. And then the year after, I think Loramie had 5 or 6 errors in the 22 regional final, which helped the Raiders pull away on that day and ultimately en route to win the state title. So, and both scores, like I said, were 7-1. But both these teams have dominated the Southwest District for the last 10 years. I mean, besides 2019 when Minster went, it's been one of these two teams since 2017. So it's been really dominant. And it's been fun to watch two great coaches, you know, two Hall of Fame coaches going at it, and Jeff Sanders, Kevin Flippo, both do great jobs with their programs, both class people just getting to know both of them.
You and I will have a contest tonight. I'm going to guess that there will be a grand total of 7 bunts laid down successfully on the field of play. I'm not talking about bunt attempts, foul ball bunts, bunts that don't land within the lines. I'm talking about fair ball bunts. I'm going to guess there will be at least 7.
Yeah, and I think that would be a great, if you throw a prop bet on DraftKings or something like that, that would be a great line to have. You know, when you know there's no secrets when you play. Teams like these, especially, you know, these teams have linked up in tournament a handful of times over the past decade. You know what the other team does. Now, for example, this Rushi team is different than the other Rushi team, so they're probably maybe a little more likely to bunt. Laramie, you know, has had teams that have really executed the safety squeeze really well in years. So, you know, it'll be interesting. Laramie knows that when, you know, seen Coach Flip over this past decade, that there's going to be certain situations where that third baseman is 100% playing in on the grass. Mm-hmm. He might not be bunting, but he's playing right down your throat.
Uh-huh.
And it's to protect against that bunt, because you never know. You made the comment before. It could be a mistake. It could be something like that. You know, messing up on something could cause, you know, a team to win tonight.
Two very good pitchers will throw this evening. Right-hander Carson Arnold for Fort Loramie. Left-hander Maddox Gubo for Rushi. It could be a 3-2, 2-1 game if each pitcher is on. Both Arnold, Gubo, each one able to strike out 9 or 10 and throw a two-hitter or a three-hitter. Should be an outstanding contest. We hope so. Weather has cooperated. So much on the line here tonight. Fort Loramie Rushi at Rushi High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhart Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhart is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhart can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhart Homes.
Corey Eisenhart was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhart Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhart kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHardt.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation, because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
Oh, welcome Back here to Rucci, Jack Kramer, Brandon Koverman. First pitch just around the corner. Umpires have arrived. Meeting of the head coaches and umps at home plate taking place right now. Francis Schulze in Rucci offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here tonight, the key building components are pitching and defense. As I mentioned, right-hander Carson Arnold on the mound for Fort Loramie. And for Rucci, it's left-hander Maddox Gubo. Defense critical. Errors in this series in the past 8 to 10 years have been costly. Key building components for today's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs, Rucci and Fort Loramie. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors from every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rucci, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veterans, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Here are your starting lineups for visiting Fort Loramie, which will hit first. Leading off, DH senior Sammy Gubo. Batting second, the pitcher, a senior, Carson Arnold. Dylan Meyer, junior catcher, hits third. Batting cleanup, left fielder, a junior, Lucas Brandewey. Fifth, the third baseman, senior, Eli Grudich. Sixth in the order is Chase Bornhorst. He is a senior shortstop. Then Jace Ruenkamp, first baseman, a senior. He bats seventh. Teddy Geyer, the right fielder, a junior, hits eighth. And Zach Dews, second baseman, senior, bats ninth in the order for Fort Loramie. For Rucci, the order is as follows. Sophomore Quinn Hoying at third base. He leads off. Grant Bergman, right fielder, a sophomore, bats second. Cooper Unverfirth is catching today. That's where he's been most of his career here at Rucci, especially in advance of this season. He spent some time at shortstop when not pitching this year. Has caught a little bit this season. He's behind the plate today, batting third. Hitting fourth, pitcher, senior, Maddox Gubo. Then Sam Pringer, junior, second baseman, followed by sophomore, first baseman, Parker Lloyd. Hitting eighth in the order is Evan Smith, or I should say seventh is Evan Smith, sophomore left fielder, who earned a spot in the starting lineup after a terrific game when we were here last. Rucci defeated Botkins last week by a score of 10-4. The DH is freshman Eli Shappy. Eli Shappy, the freshman, hits in the eighth spot in the order. And Eli Borchers, or I should say Shappy, is batting ninth. The junior center fielder, Eli Borchers, is DH'd for by Shappy. That's the order for Rucci. Hoying, Bergman, Umberforth, Gubo, Pringer, Lloyd, Smith, and Shappy, with Borchers in center field. For Fort Loramie, it's Sammy Gubo, Arnold, Meyer, Brandewey, Grudich, Bornhorst, Ruenkamp, Geyer, Dews, and Tanner Heckman. I think I failed to mention Tanner Heckman is the sophomore center fielder for Fort Loramie. He is DH'd for in this game by Sammy Gubo. Pair of outstanding umpires with a lot of Western Ohio baseball umpiring experience.
Yeah, Chris Madigan behind the plate. He's the assigner for the Southwest, or for a lot of this area at least. And then Dave McCartney on the bases. Those two actually were a part of the four-man crew last year when Rushi went to the state against Minster. So a lot of these guys very well known. You know it's a good crew when you got McCartney and Madigan here paired up today. Because, you know, these assigners, they look at the big games, and those better umpires, those more veteran umpires that have earned their stripes get these type of games.
Here is the first pitch to start the game, delivered by the lefty, Maddox Kubo, and he pours one in, 0-1. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on the leadoff hitter for the Redskins. Sammy Kubo batting against Maddox Kubo, and Sammy strikes a foul out of play over our head. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Quinn Hoying fairly deep at third, outfield straight away. Pitch to the plate, fastball just missed off the outside corner. A ball and two strikes, good location by Maddox. Cooper Unverfirth hangs the sign. Kubo working quickly. Oh, there's a low inside breaker, swing and a miss, strike three. His Sammy Kubo is out. Maddox with a very fine pitch on the 1-2 offering that landed near the back right foot of Sammy Kubo. Fine pitch by Maddox. Kubo, who now faces Carson Arnold, who's way up at 450 in terms of batting average so far this year for Fort Laramie. He takes a hefty cut at a high fastball and comes up empty. No balls, a strike. Kubo whistles one in there. It's at the knees. Breaking ball. Yes, sir. Strike two. And I would say here at the outset, Brandon, judging from what we've seen, Maddox Kubo is on his game.
Going to try to work fast and try to get ahead in the count.
There's a breaking ball. Out in front is the hitter, Carson Arnold. And he lofts it down the left field line into the picnic area here at Rushi. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Carson Arnold hitting, one away, feet spread apart at the plate. He hits from the right side. Fastball up and outside, a ball and two strikes, one and two. It's been a moderately wet spring. We're getting some sunshine. And the grass field complex here at Rushi is in immaculate shape. Bright green, fluffy, lengthy, thick. Two balls, two strikes, two and two. Maddox Kubo fires. Ball is nubbed foul up the third baseline about 10 feet. And it's still two balls, two strikes, two and two on the batter, Carson Arnold. On deck, Dylan Meyer.
You're just seeing Carson Arnold battle up there. He battled that 0-2 pitch off. A borderline pitch that went the way there for Arnold there a little bit ago. But trying to battle there, your best average hitter here so far, hitting 450 on the season. And trying to make something, get an early runner here for the Redskins.
It is a very high sky, not a cloud above, bright blue, breaking pitch, low and in. It had some good snap on it. Carson Arnold nearly went fishing. He took it for ball three, 3-2. One out, top of the first. Maddox Kubo fires. There's a hard ground ball to second. Raider second baseman Pringer takes two steps to his right, gobbles it up, throws it on to first to Parker Lloyd for the out. Two down for Fort Laramie here in the top of the first.
And even though, you know, you bounce out there, if you're Arnold, it's a good at-bat, or working the count full, the ball was struck pretty well, even though Pringer did a nice job going to his right and getting that ball. It's a good at-bat, something you can build on as you progress throughout the game.
Dylan Meyer, solid hitter, 310 on the year. Looks at a curveball inside, just below the waist. A ball, no strikes. 1-0. Kubo fires. It is at the letters on the outside corner. That was borderline. Don't think Meyer was pleased with the call. Could have been determined to be a bit high. But the pitcher on the bump got the benefit of the doubt. 1-1 pitch bounces. And it's 2-1 on Dylan. Dylan, a solid catcher for Fort Laramie. He's the battery mate for Carson Arnold. Very good catcher is Dylan Meyer. Looks at a pitch off the outside corner at the knees, and it's 3-1. Three balls, a strike on Dylan Meyer. There's a pitch upstairs, a few inches above the letters. It's ball four. Meyer gets a base on balls. What breeze there is up top is blowing from west to east toward the left field fence. It is chilly. Temperature down in the low to mid-50s. It's going to be tough to ride one out of here tonight. We saw Maddox Gubo do it our last trip here at Rushi when the Raiders beat the Botkins Trojans. First pitch of the new hitter is a ball outside the zone. It's Lucas Brandewey, junior left fielder for the Redskins.
Yeah, Gubo's missed his own 5 out of last 6 pitches. Just needs to get one across the plate here.
I hexed him about the moment I said he was on a roll. He lost his command a little bit, did Maddox. There's a cut and a miss, a high fastball. Brandewey chased it, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Short lead for Dylan Meyer. There's a hummer on the outside corner above the waist, strike two. A ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 on the batter. Lucas Brandewey, 333 on the season. Junior left fielder, stretching, Maddox Gubo looks at first. There's a fastball with some climb on it. Swing and a miss. Strike three as Lucas Brandewey went up top. It was borderline. He had to protect. Some good giddy-up on that strike three offering from Maddox Gubo of Rushi. We played a half inning here at Rushi High School. Fort Loramie nothing. Rushi coming to bat here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a 4-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
It is the bottom of the first. The home team, Rushi, comes to bat. Quinn Hoying, Grant Bergman, Cooper Unverfirth. 1-2-3 in the order. Fort Loramie scoreless in the top of the first. As Maddox Gubo fanned two, he walked a batter. Fort Loramie no runs, no hits, a man left on in the top of the first inning. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1 on left-hand batting Quinn Hoying against Carson Arnold of Fort Loramie. That pitch is wide off the plate. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. Dylan Meyer behind the plate for the Redskins. Arnold with a stretch delivery with no one on. There's a ball tapped back toward the mound, and it gets away from Carson Arnold. He can't make the play. Charging is Bornhorst, and a delayed fielding effort by him. The throw to first is not in time. Ball was fisted back toward Carson Arnold to the third base side of the bump. If he fields, he can get the out at first, but he couldn't quite reach it. The ball was in no man's land, and that's an infield single for Quinn Hoying Ferrucci. And here's Grant Bergman with a bunt up the first baseline, foul. Again, I remarked before the game, I thought we'd have seven successful bunts in the field of play. And you know what? That might be low the more I think about it.
Yeah, and that shot that Hoying had, you know, Grouch is playing up. You know, like I said, Laramie would be playing on the grass, and I was right, they were. And it just went over Grudich's glove there to get Hoying on. And Bergman's going to miss that bunt. See, that execution's important, too. Just getting that down and obviously somewhere. And now Bergman's, you know, you're boxed in a corner now. It's 0-2. And now you're at will of Carson Arnold here, which is a huge benefit for the Redskins.
Grant Bergman with two bunt attempts, foul. Behind in the count, 0-2. Quinn Hoying at first with the lead. Carson Arnold throws just off the plate, low and outside. Good location by Carson Arnold. And it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2, and Bergman outfield plays him deep, especially in left. That's Lucas Brandewey, a mile from home plate. Pitch low, gets away from the catcher, Dylan Meyer, who scrambles after it. Runner stays put. Two balls, two strikes. On the batter, Bergman, no one out. Ferrucci hitting bottom of the first inning. It's Grudich at third, Bornhorst at short. Second baseman for Fort Loramie is Zach Dews. Chase Ruhenkamp at first. Foul ball, out of play. Still 2-2 the count.
And Bergman's sitting that fastball right there. He fouls that one off. See, Arnold goes back to the breaking pitch, or if he tries to elevate that fastball out the zone and try to get Bergman to chase.
Grudich at third, up a step or two in front of the base path. There's a ball grounded to Bornhorst at short. Flips to second to Brandewey for one. Relay to first, not in time. Gets away from Ruhenkamp about 10 feet or so. He tracks it down. Play goes as a force. 6-4. Here's Cooper Unverfirth batting for the Raiders. Bergman on at first base now. One down. Quinn Hoying, infield single. Bergman bounces into a force play at second. And here's the first pitch to Cooper Unverfirth from Arnold. And it's an over-the-top breaker that bounces behind home plate for a ball.
You know, if Arnold's going to bounce that, the Raider runners on first have got to be able to get those, what we call DBRs at times, those dirt ball reads. Got to be able to get a good break and go to second base here a time or two tonight. It's going to help them if they want to get a runner in scoring position.
Bergman with good wheels, pitches low and inside. It's 2-0 on Unverfirth. Arnold on the bump. Redskins attired in red jerseys, black numbers, trimmed in white, white pants, black hats, red and white trim. Oh, there's a ball pummeled by Unverfirth to deep left center field. Way back goes the left fielder for the Redskins, Brandewey. It's high off the wall, and it's going to score. No, it doesn't score a run as Bergman stops at third. It's a long double by Unverfirth. Ball played very quickly off the fence by Brandewey, who hustled a throw back to the diamond. I thought for sure when that ball lit up against the barrier that Ferrucci would get that runner on first around third and in. But head coach Kevin Flippo at third didn't take the chance.
Yeah, and with one out, I mean, I get it. And you got your four hole up here. The ball was crushed by Unverfirth. Right there, and that ball actually leaked away. Bergman probably would have scored, but you don't know that as the third base coach. You're trying to watch two things at a time.
Here is Arnold needing a strikeout in the worst way on the mound for Fort Loramie, and he whips one in there to Maddox Gubo, and he takes a healthy swing and misses strike one.
And even if you're Arnold, you don't even need a strikeout, just a weak out, something in the air, in the infield even.
Arnold tries to snap off the overhand curve that he hasn't had the good feel for yet. It stays up, shoulder high. One ball, one strike, 1-1.
Army's playing back here. The infield's not in. So it seems like if there's a ground ball, they're going to concede the run.
Foul ball off the headgear of the plate umpire to the backstop, and it's 1-2. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on right-hand hitting Maddox Gubo. Dylan Meyer goes partway to the mound. The catcher for Fort Loramie and flips the ball back to Carson Arnold. Runners at second and third for Rushi. One down, bottom of the first, no score. Raiders threatening after the long double by Cooper Unverfirth, which missed by 3 or 4 feet of getting out of here. There's a curveball that stays in, and it plunks the hitter on the shoulder.
And he's bounced that breaking ball a couple times. And you could kind of see that coming at some point. Now the infield comes in with the force out instead with first base open, and that play is going to come to the plate here if Laramie gets a little dribbler in the infield.
Infield up in the grass. A ground ball that's not right at somebody but will snake through. Oh, the ball is pounded to short off the bat of Pringer, and there's a mistake. Fielded cleanly by Fort Laramie, but the throw to the plate to get the force is wild. It's in the dirt. And one run scores. Two runs come in for Rushi.
Well, you said it right there, Jack. You said it could be a mistake that could possibly open this game up. And they have that infield in, and right there was plenty of time for, you know, Bornhorst to make the play. Just kind of as he's got up a little too quick and threw right off the mark.
So that goes down as an E6. Pringer hit the ball right at Bornhorst. And here's that safety squeeze up the first baseline. Fielding is Arnold. Arnold running toward first. Grabs it. Laterals to the first baseman, Ruhenkamp, out. But on the squeeze, the runner from third scores. And I'm quickly approaching my prediction of 7 successful bunts.
And that's a good approach there. Laramie does that play very well, too. That safety squeeze. Again, don't have to go on it, but if it's executed like that, it's really hard to stop.
Well, that was nicely done on the play by the Rushi Raiders, Parker Lloyd, and we got the new hitter stepping in, Evan Smith, and Carson Arnold can't find the range. His command has been shaky, and he hits the batter, and Rushi's got runners on first and second base. And we've got a conference on the mound. Actually, Rushi should have the bases loaded. Is that correct, Brandon?
No, because okay. Lloyd was thrown out on the
right.
Lloyd was thrown out on the
right. The runner on third.
He
left third. Runner on third left and scored. You're right. Well, we got conferences everywhere. One outside third, meeting of the minds for Rushi, and a session taking place on the bump among Fort Laramie players and head coach Jeff Sanders. Gold jerseys gathered around Rushi players and foul ground in front of the dugout, third base side. Runners at first and second for Rushi. There are two out. Raiders have parlayed an infield single, a double, a couple hit batsman, a Fort Laramie error, a safety squeeze into three runs. Runners at first and second here for Rushi. And the pitch by Carson Arnold is down low to the new hitter for the Rushi Raiders, who bat all the way through the lineup in the bottom of the first inning. Eli Shappy, DH, freshman. That pitch misses, and it's 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0 on Eli Shappy.
And the further you're going to get down the order, the pickier I think you're going to see these guys be. And Arnold's kind of struggled again, breaking off that curveball here so far.
Fastball fouled over the screen. 2 balls, a strike. It has been an inning here in a Fort Laramie Rushi game that is not really atypical. These two clubs, down through the last 8 or 10 years, have had half innings like these when one team plays small ball, yes, gets a big hit. Like Unverfirth did, another hit batsman takes place, and Rushi has reloaded the bases.
And now they're going to have Eli Borchers at the bottom here coming up, so Raiders are going to bat around here. Again, just need to focus on the batter here if you're alarmed. Get the out, try to get back in the dugout, hopefully get a run or two to try to gnaw into this lead here in the next inning.
From the right side, feet spread apart at the plate. It's Eli Borchers looking at one just off the outside edge. A ball, no strikes on Borchers. Boy, a hit here would break this thing open. It's already 3-0 Rushi. 3 runs, 2 hits, Raiders. Bottom of the first inning. There's a strike. Busted in there by Arnold. Thigh level on the outside half. And it's a ball and strike, one and one.
It's a good pitch. I think I'd come back with a, you know, maybe another fastball like that, trying to get ahead here of Borchers.
Base is full. Delivery is made. Yes, sir. It's a strike. Just below the waist, outside third of the plate. It's a ball and two strikes, one and two on Borchers.
It's a good location. Hit that exact same spot.
Here is Arnold in the stretch. Base is full. Ball fouled at the plate, in and out of the mitt of Dylan Meyer. Count holds, a ball and two strikes, one and two. Rushi three, Fort Loramie nothing. It's been a combination of a big hit by Unverfurth off the fence, small ball by Rushi, and some not-so-hot pitching here at the outset of the game by Carson Arnold, who breaks off a curve low, and it's two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two and two, and the Rushi hitter, Borchers, bases loaded. Rushi leading 3-0, bottom of the first inning. There's a fastball, bounce to the mound, speared by Arnold. He runs toward first and shovels to Ruin Camp for the out. But Rushi scores three on a couple of hits. One Fort Loramie error. We go to the second. Raiders 3, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Well, the first hitter for the Redskins here in the top of the second is Eli Grudich. He swings from the right side and lifts a fly ball to short right. It's hauled in by the Raiders right fielder Grant Bergman, and quickly one down for Fort Loramie. In the top of inning number two, Rushi already on top by a 3-0 count. High foul, out of play off the bat of Chase Bornhorst. Grudich, Bornhorst, and Ruinkamp bat here for Fort Loramie. Grudich already out to start the inning. Bornhorst hitting now from the right side, Ruinkamp to follow. Maddox Gubo wheels and deals. Letter high strike. Mr. Madigan behind the plate, allowing that high strike. And it is nothing and two. No balls, two strikes on Chase Bornhorst. Maddox Gubo fires up in the eyes of the hitter, and it's one and two.
Now, after these Loramie hitters, they approach us one at bat at a time, again, trying to get that run or two in here to try to, again, gnaw into that lead with the Raiders' big first inning.
Curveball, Maddox Gubo bounced to the mound in one hop. Easy fielding play for him off the bat of Bornhorst. And a flip on to Parker Lloyd at first for the out. Two down here for Fort Loramie in the top of the second inning. After the fly out to right, a bounce out to the mound. Ruinkamp at 3'10 on the year, senior first baseman. Big young man, about 6'4", hits from the right-hand batter's box. A strike called, poured in there by Maddox Gubo, who has not allowed a hit so far, just one base runner via a walk. Low and away to Ruenkamp. Each team using the DH. Not hitting in this game for Rushi tonight is Leo Counts. He is at short. Swing and a miss by Ruenkamp, and it is strike two. Quinn Hoying at third. Counts at short. Sam Pringer at second. Parker Lloyd at first. Kubo fires. Ruenkamp tries to dig a curveball off the ground. He can't connect. Ball gets away from Unverfirth. Flip down to Parker Lloyd. Out is recorded. Half inning over for Fort Loramie. We go to the bottom of frame number two. Rushi 3, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
As we start the bottom of the second for the Rushi Raiders, Quinn Hoying hits the second pitch of the frame hard to right field. A line hit for him, a single. He had an infield single to start off the ballgame for Rushi. A single here to begin the second, and that triggers a pitching change. Carson Arnold is now out for Fort Loramie, and he's being replaced by Sammy Gubo, a senior right-hander. In for the righty Arnold. Rushi batting here in the bottom of inning number two, leading Fort Loramie 3-0, a man on, nobody out, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RECI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Up here's the situation. Rushi batting in the bottom of the second, leading Fort Loramie 3-0 as Sammy Gubo has come to the bump for the Fort Loramie Redskins in relief of Carson Arnold, and he just gives up a long foul ball home run off the bat of Grant Bergman. He pulverized that ball down the left field line, hit it a good 325 or 330, but about 10 feet to the left of the pole, Brandon.
Yeah, and Coach Hood would try to get him to bunt again, and he didn't get that bunt down. And it looks like they're still trying to play for a run, trying to push themselves away from the Redskins here early. Pitching change here. Gubo throwing a little bit harder than Arnold did. And he's trying to see if Arnold was going to have it here, you know, in the second inning, with the first inning not going obviously the way the Redskins wanted to. But to try to see if they can salvage this game here early and not let Rushi break away.
0-2 pitch was a curveball high. Throw to first runner back. Quinn Hoying at first. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Grant Bergman for Rushi. Raiders have jumped on the Redskins fast, leading 3-0 in the bottom of the second. Bergman swings, and hits one high and very deep to right field. Right fielder for Fort Loramie retreats, and he spears it for the out. What wind there is blowing in from that direction. Ball didn't carry. Right fielder for Fort Loramie, Teddy Geyer, was able to retreat and snag it. Runner stays put at first for Rushi. One down on the fly ball out. And here is Cooper Unverfirth, catcher for Rushi, who crushed a ball in the first inning off the left center field fence. It missed from going out of here by about 4 feet.
Wang dancing a little over there at first base and see if, you know, Unverfirth's probably going to be able to hit away here. I don't expect maybe anything on here so far.
Unverfirth with the left foot out in front of home plate. Feet spread apart in the box. High fastball from Gubo. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. It was a difficult start to the game for Carson Arnold, opening pitcher for Fort Loramie. He hit three batters. Rushi's got three runs. There was a big error in the top of the first inning. And who knows, Brandon, if that play is made, a good throw from short to the plate to get the force, you just don't know what might have taken place after that.
Yeah, and again, it's like you said, an error like that rings huge because it scored not one but two runs.
Yep.
Right there. And then, of course, we're just getting the safety squeeze down. You know, that error doesn't happen. It's probably still a nothing-nothing game.
There's a real good fastball from Sammy Gubo of Fort Loramie as he buzzed one up in the zone against Unverfirth, who whacked at it and couldn't connect. It's a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Unverfirth for Rushi, who, as I said, pummeled that long double in the first inning. Runner at first. One out. Fouled out of play to the right.
And that 1-2 count, anticipating that off speed, and Hoing's gone twice. And Unverfirth, you know, be able to foul that pitch off. You know, the Raiders are anticipating, you know, an off speed pitch to try to get Hoing to move up to second.
A big two run scoring throwing error by Fort Loramie in the top of the first helped lead to Rushi's three-run uprising to start this game. Underforth looks at a slow curveball low. It's in the dirt. Here is a delayed steal attempt by the runner at first for Rushi, and Quinn Owing beats the throw. He's safe at second.
And that's that dirt ball read right there. As soon as you see that ball hit, it bounces away from the catcher. You take off. Even when it bounces, sometimes you take off right there, and Owing gets the steal, and a two-strike count here for Underforth.
Man in scoring position at second for Underforth. His long double did not score Grant Bergman in the first inning, but advanced him to third. Both then scored on the throwing error. Here is a ball nubbed to third, and the third baseman Grudich checks the runner, forces him back. Throw to first is just in time. Underforth nipped at first base. Two down here for Rushi in the bottom of the second inning. Play goes from 6-3. Here's Maddox Gubo. Hits from the right side for the Raiders. He's off to a very good start pitching. Hasn't given up a hit in two frames, and he struck out a pair. Runner down at second, Quinn Hoying, a lead for Rushi. Should score on a single to the outfield. There's a pitch that jammed Gubo. He fouls it off the catcher and plate umpire. No balls, a strike, nothing in one.
It's been a rough night for Chris Madigan. He's got hit in the face mask twice, and we're not even through the second inning yet.
Not a fun job.
No.
Not a fun job at all. And thankfully, it's not 80 degrees and humid. It is well down in the 50s, slight breeze from southwest to northeast. Here's a pickoff attempt at second, and he is nailed. Well done. Beautiful play by the Redskins. Was it Bornhorst at short who applied the tag? I believe it was.
I think so, yeah.
Bornhorst took the throw from the Fort Loramie pitcher, Sammy Gubo. Potentially instructions offered by the catcher behind the plate, Dylan Meyer, letting Sammy Gubo on the bump know what was going on behind him around the second base bag. The opportunity for the pickoff presented itself, and Quinn Hoying was out.
That was a great move. Great move to second base right there and caught him up, and that's exactly the break you need if you're Fort Loramie in this situation, being down 3-0.
So Maddox Gubo will then bat to start the third for Rushi. We played two full. Rushi Raiders 3, Fort Loramie Redskins nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Fort Loramie Redskins come calling here in the top of the third, trailing Rushi by a score of 3-0, three runs, three hits. No errors for Rushi, no runs, no hits, one error for Fort Loramie. And the Redskins have a no-ball, two-strike count on Teddy Geyer, the junior right fielder who lashes at a pitch from Gubo, misses. It is strike three. Gubo off to a good start on the bump for the Rushi Raiders. He's in a groove. And there is one down for Fort Loramie here in the third. Zach Dews steps in senior second baseman, left-hand batter. Sammy Gubo, Fort Laramie pitcher on deck. There's a ball just off the plate outside, a ball and no strikes. 1-0 on Zach. Here's the windup by Maddox Gubo, fouled there at home plate. And the count is a ball, a strike, 1-1. With that change, Brandon, by Fort Laramie, which brought Carson Arnold off the mound and Sammy Gubo from the DH spot to the mound. Where did Carson Arnold go? I'm not sure where he went. We'll double check on that.
Didn't see where he went, but probably it might kill their DH, I think, possibly.
Yep, right.
Which I saw with both teams. I kind of looked and who they might go to if they needed someone in relief. I think both teams, if they need relief, and Laramie already did it, obviously killed their DH. I think Russi might kill their DH, too, if they have to somehow go into relief sometime later in the game. So we'll check where Arnold is next inning.
Here's a pitch low and in on the hitter dues, and that pitch was ball three, and the 3-1 offering by Maddox Gubo of Rushi cuts over the outside corner. He sliced a pitch on the edge of the plate to bring it full. Arnold swings. It's a 1-2-3 hopper to second. Second baseman Pringer charges on the run. Snap throw to first. Safe. Very close. Ruled a tie by the base umpire. Oh, it was nip and tuck. Could have gone either way.
Yep, tight play there, and Pringer just kind of let it eat him up a little bit, and he got to play that ball a little more aggressively there and gets to the bag a little or gets the ball a little late, and Geyer, being left-handed, helps him get up the line quicker too.
That was Zach Dews who beat it at first. As the second baseman for the Rushi Raiders made a nice play coming in. Ball was not hit hard, but Pringer staggered just a bit, and it threw him off balance. And his throw was just a hair delayed, and it looked like it was even Steven at first. And if the ball doesn't beat the runner and it's a deadlock, the runner gets the benefit of the doubt.
And Geyer did a nice job getting up the line quick, and also being left-handed, I think, helped him out a little bit, too, in that situation.
One ball, one strike, 1-1 on the hitter. Here's a pickoff attempt, and it goes awry, well beyond the coaching box, down along the right field fence here at Rushi. And Zach Dews at first picks him up and lays him down, and he's at second. 1-1 count, one out for Fort Laramie here in the top of the third. As we turn the lineup order over to Sammy Gubo, he's at the plate. Counts even up on him. He struck out in the first frame. And now Fort Laramie's got a runner in scoring position.
Again, perfect opportunity for Gubo here to strike to help out his cause on the pitching mound and try to, again, gnaw into this Raider lead.
Maddox Gubo to Sammy Gubo. Low. It bounces at home plate, and it's 2-1. Fort Laramie trying to establish some momentum here in the top of the third, trailing Rushi by a count of 3-0. Here is the stretch by Maddox Gubo. He peeks back at second, dancing his dues, foul to the screen, and the count's 2-2.
And again, from the outset, Rushi got off to this big start. This is the first chance that Laramie's got to kind of go on, quote, offensive here. So it's a big opportunity, especially for the heart of their order coming up.
All three runs for Rushi unearned in the very first inning. 2-2 pitch coming up from Maddox Gubo to Sammy. Way down and in. Almost clipped him on the back foot. Sam Gubo hits from the right side. Left-hander Maddox Gubo broke one off. Down and in over his shoe top. And the count is full. Big pitch upcoming. Maddox Gubo's got the sign from Cooper Unverfirth. He wheels and deals. Foul to the screen. Sammy Gubo hangs tough.
It's a good swing, and that is a cut you want to see right there from your senior. Big situation. You foul that pitch off. You live to see another pitch.
We're in the top of the third. It is Rushi 3, Fort Laramie nothing. A lot at stake here in terms of seeding computer points, Shelby County League standings. Fort Laramie hasn't lost in the SCAL. Rushi has been beaten once. That's low. Fastball just missed. Unreferred held the mitt there. Pitch was clearly shin high. Ball four. Kevin Flippo, head coach Rushi, comes to the mound as the Redskins have something brewing in the top of the third. Two on, one out. Rushi leading 3-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here comes Carson Arnold to the plate for Fort Loramie. Two runners aboard. Tying run in the batter's box in the form of Arnold. He looks at a strike one call. Good pitch by Maddox Gubo of Rushi. Raiders lead 3-0. We're in the top of the third. Fort Loramie trying to strike back against the Raiders. Uh-oh. The pitcher, Maddox Gubo, shifted that right knee. Right leg moved a little bit. He was in the stretch position. Didn't wheel and throw to a base. It's a balk. A balk on Maddox Gubo. I could have called that one from up here, Brandon.
Yeah, and everyone did. Laramie Bench called that before. Even Dave McCartney called that. And the right call right there. I think Gubo was trying to tie him up a throw to second base. And he just got a little too ahead of himself there. And now, Carson Arnold, what a situation you're in after you struggled pitching in the first inning. You got a chance to drive in two runs here.
Here's the one-strike pitch to Carson Arnold. Lifted high in the air to center. Center fielder for the Raiders comes in two, three steps, catches, and then throws to the plate. And the runner for Fort Loramie at third's got to hold. Unverfirth came up the line about 10 feet and took the throw from the Raiders center fielder. Nice job, Eli Borchers. As he got that ball into the diamond quickly, Fort Loramie simply could not take a chance. It was not hit deep enough.
Yeah, and I think you got Dylan Meyer up here to your three-hitter. So you try to trust your three-hitter to try to maybe hit a single and knock in two runs.
Dylan Meyer at the plate, first base open. Maddox Gubo flips a strike in above the waist, a breaking ball. Nothing in one on Dylan. Two down for Fort Loramie, top of the third. Maddox Gubo fires. There's a low pitch struck hard on the ground by Meyer to short. Good play by the Raiders shortstop, and he throws it away. It's a wild pitch to first. Leo Counts flipped it past the first baseman, and two-run score for Fort Loramie. How about that? In less than three innings, we've had two infield throwing errors, one by each team, allowing two runs for the opponent to score.
Yeah, and a critical error right there, just like Larmy's was, and that gets them right back in the game, 3-2.
Here is Lucas Brandewey at the plate. He started to pull the trigger, let it go by, and it's on the inside corner, strike one.
And again, that's why you can't be comfortable in these games, Jack. You never know what's going to happen.
Hard ground ball to third. Third baseman Quinn Owen reaches for it, misses it. It goes past his glove into left. Base hit for Brandewey. Owen didn't get his glove on it. If I am a little bit tough in my scoring position, scoring decision, that is an E5.
Yep.
Some scores might say, well, Owing swiped at it. It was Adam, swiped at it but missed it. Give the batter a hit. I've got E5 on that one. And the Redskins, as a result, have runners at first and second with two down and two runs in here in the top of the third. The game has gotten tight all of a sudden. The hitter now for Fort Loramie is Eli Grudich as he looks at ball one, then ball two. Unfortunate development here for Rushi pitcher Maddox Gubo, who fires to the plate. There's a ball fisted to the second base bag, and it's fielded right on the bag by Pringer, who steps on it for the out. Force out is made, and the top of the third over finally. Fort Loramie nets two. It's Rushi three, Fort Loramie two. We head to the bottom of the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
It is the bottom of the third for Rushi. Raiders lead by a score of 3-2 over Fort Loramie. Sammy Gubo pitching for the Fort Loramie Redskins in relief of Carson Arnold. First offering a strike called to the initial hitter for the Raiders. It's Maddox Gubo who is at the plate when a pickoff was made at second. Here's a ground ball to short. Shortstop fields deep in the hole. Here's the long throw by Bornhorst. Out by an eyelash. It was mighty close. And Maddox Gubo is nipped. That was darn near a tie. I wouldn't have been surprised if Maddox Gubo had been called safe at first base, Brandon.
Yeah, very tight play there at first, and Gubo did a nice job extending, but it's also a nice play by Bornhorst at short, nice backhand, and that's not an easy throw across the diamond either.
Here is Sam Pringer from the right side for the Raiders as Sammy Gubo whips a strike in at the thigh level on the outside quarter of the plate. No balls a strike, nothing and one on Pringer. Pringer takes a bouncing ball, one and one on him. Springer's the young man who hit the ball toward short to Bornhorst, drawn in infield in the first. The play was cleanly made on the ground, but the throw was a bad one, and it scored two in the first inning for Rushi. Springer skies one to center. Easy play for Tanner Heckman for Fort Loramie. Doesn't move very much. He's got it. And there are two down here for the Raiders in the bottom of the third.
And again, exactly if you're Loramie there, you get those two runs, and that's why you never panic. And they didn't that first inning. You know, they had the opportunity, the air, you know, like the merry-go-round it is with air sometimes, comes around and benefits them. And now Gubo, getting two quick outs here, seems to be getting in a little bit of a groove.
Two down for the Raiders, bottom of the third. Rushi three, Fort Loramie two. Three runs, three hits, two errors. Rushi, two runs, a hit, one error for Fort Loramie. Sammy Gubo throws a fastball in there, and the hitter for the Rushi Raiders, Parker Lloyd, turns on it and grounds it foul. A ball, a strike, one and one. Here is Sammy Gubo getting the signals from his catcher, Dylan Meyer, breaking ball down, and it's two balls and a strike, 2-1. Well, as we remarked in the pregame, so often the contests in this series of games between Rushi and Fort Loramie over the last decade or so hinge on who plays a little better defense.
Exactly, and both teams have had, obviously, big gaffes so far that have led to multiple runs.
Yep.
So that's been the thing tonight. You made the comment off air that there's been probably more unearned runs than there has been earned runs these past couple of years between these two teams.
Three balls, a strike, 3-1 on the Rushi batter. Strike two called just below the letters on the outside half of the plate. 3-2, it's full up on Parker Lloyd. First baseman for Rushi. Here is the 3-2 delivery by Gubo. Outfield is very deep and left for Parker Lloyd, who swings, and it's a liner off the glove of the Fort Loramie third baseman. He lurched off to his right toward the foul line. He was a couple steps behind the bag. Good attempt on the play by Eli Grudich, but the ball hit the tip end of the glove, trickled off into foul territory. And it's a single off the bat of Parker Lloyd.
Yeah, that's a hot shot right there. That's why you call it the hot corner there at third base, and well struck by Lloyd. And let's bring up again Evan Smith. This four sophomores in the starting lineup tonight for the Raiders.
Yeah, Fort Loramie clearly the more experienced team. Six seniors start for the Redskins. Evan Smith looks at it up high. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on him. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the third. 3-2 lead for the Raiders. Rushi struck first with three in the first. Fort Loramie came back with two in the third. Here's the pitch home of Sammy Gubo. Right down the pike. And a ball, a strike, 1-1.
And that's just a ball that Gubo throws right there, and you cannot do anything about that if you're Evan Smith. That's a great pitch.
Runner at first for Rushi. Two down here in the bottom of the third. Sammy Gubo in the stretch. Oh, has a good move to first, and the runner dives back in safely. Good call by the base umpire as the Fort Loramie dugout and bench and coaches tried to get the out call. They were hooping and hollering as the tag was being applied, but ducking back in safely was Evan Smith. One ball, one strike, 1-1. Or I should say ducking back in safely at first was Parker Lloyd. It's Evan Smith at the plate. Strike two, knee high, inside part. A ball, two strikes, 1-2.
And again, that is a tough pitch to hit, one that you're just going to have to stick your bat out and hopefully maybe you just fell off. Gubo has thrown two really nice strikes to Smith here.
Here's the 1-2 offering. High foul to the right of home. Dylan Meyer tracking it over near the screen. Home plate into the dugout. He's got it. Well done by the catcher for Fort Loramie, Dylan Meyer. That retires the side for Rushi here in the third. We head to the fourth. Raiders cling to a one-run lead. Rushi 3, Fort Loramie 2. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Thank you.
Florida Redskins back here in the top of the fourth inning against the deliveries of pitcher Maddox Kubo, the left-hander for the Rushi Raiders, who fires a strike into the first batter for Fort Loramie. It's Chase Bornhorst, shortstop for the Redskins. Counts even up, a ball, a strike, 1-1. Each team has plated unearned runs, big errors in this game so far. There's a pitch low, 2-1 the count, two balls, a strike. Boy, you get the feeling, Brandon, that, boy, another miscue by one team or the other may very well decide the game. Bornhorst cuts on a fastball and barrels it up to right center. It's a line drive single. Well done by Bornhorst as he cracks a single to right center. Center fielder came on for the Rushi Raiders. Eli Borchers had no chance to catch it, played it on a hop. And at first base with the leadoff hit is Bornhorst. And let's see what is in order for Coach Jeff Sanders and his Redskins here. Here's Jace Ruhenkamp fouling to the screen. No balls, a strike, nothing in one.
I feel like you're going to see a steady diet of off-speed in this at-bat from Kubo. You don't want to leap a fastball over. This Redskin, you know, offense, the second time around, their approach has been very good at the plate.
Ruhenkamp doesn't bunt often. Oh, here's a pickoff. The throw to Lloyd at first. They've got him down at second, but the ball is thrown into deep left center field. Bornhorst gets up, scampers to third. Another error, and they mount.
Boy, and that was dead in their rights. I mean, Kubo threw it over, and Lloyd just threw that about 15 feet above the shortstop there, and that was an out that Loramie handed to the Raiders, and the Redskins will move to third here, and now in prime position with no outs.
The count, a strike on Ruhenkamp, runner at third for Fort Loramie. It's very outside, 1-1. Both defenses very sloppy in this game tonight. Infield in for Rushi. The count 1-1 in Ruhenkamp. Maddox Kubo fires high. Bill of the cap level to the mound, unreferred for Rushi. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Ruhenkamp. Boy, both teams' defenses have let down their pitchers in this game tonight.
Yeah, and you said it from the outset. This could be the situation, you know, that leads one team to victory, and it's been very air apparent, you know, pun intended there, so far.
Runner at third for Fort Loramie. No out. Tying run 90 feet away. Kubo, fastball, strike. That was a blazer. Ruhenkamp looked at it. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. No one out for Fort Loramie. We're in the top of the fourth. Rushi in the lead, 3-2. Tying run at third. There's a pitch. Ooh, just an inch or two in. Ruhenkamp looked it over. That was the 2-2 delivery from Kubo, and it's now full at 3-2. Infield is up. Pitch to Ruhenkamp. Hard smash through the box into center. Had the infield been back at normal depth, there would have been no chance. That ball was ticketed for a base hit, lined right past Maddox Kubo of Rushi, and Fort Loramie's tied the game. A single ripped to center.
And a good at bat here. Now let's see, now that it's a tie ball game, let's see Loramie going towards the end of the order there. Let's see the bunts on. I think that's certainly a possibility now with the game being tied up. And the Raiders really struggling on defense here.
Guyer at the plate for Fort Loramie squares. And he pulls the bat back. It's a ball. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Guyer. Guyer struck out first time up. Runner at first for Fort Loramie, which has tied the game. Guyer's got the bunt out in front of the plate, yanks it back again. Throw down to first. Ruhenkamp dives back in. The thrown ball eludes Parker Lloyd. Good backup down the right field line by the Rushi right fielder. Heads up play by the Raiders. Good job by Grant Bergman. Runner holds at first. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0. On the Redskins hitter, Guyer. Ruhenkamp at first. We're all tied up at three. Infield up at third. We've got a balk. Maddox Kubo. That's his second balk of this game.
I think it stepped off with the wrong foot.
Yep.
And Kevin Flippo ain't arguing it.
No, plate umpire picked up on it, or I should say the base umpire nailed it immediately. And now the Redskins have another runner down at second in scoring position in an attempt to break the tie. Great bunt by Beyer, or I should say by Geyer. And he's safe at first base. It was a beauty. He rolled it halfway to the mound. Maddox Gubo came off the bump for Rushi. Delivered a throw to first, but the speedy Geyer beat it by a full step and a half.
And I think this is a situation now. You're at the nine guy. I think that safety squeeze is in order here, and we see Coach Kevin Flippo coming out of the mound here.
Runners at first and third for Fort Loramie. This game has turned. It is a 3-3 deadlock. Redskins runners at first and third on the corners. Nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. A 3-3 tie. Conference on the mound ensues for the Rushi Raiders. It's turning into a tight struggle. It's going to go to the wire here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Up the Redskins have runners at first and third, having tied the game up at three. Top of the fourth, the count of ball, a strike. 1-1 on Zach Dews, who's attempted a safety squeeze on the first pitch, was fouled off, Brandon.
And he's tried to do it again on the second pitch, and he'll probably try to do it again here.
There's a bunt at home plate. Oh, I think he batted the ball twice.
Yep.
He fouled it at the plate. And then his bat inadvertently hit it again. It's clearly a foul ball. It's a bunted strike. 1-2, the count on Arnold. Doubt if he's bunting in this situation.
I feel like it'd be hard to. I see that you could, but I feel like you don't want to possibly hand the Raiders an out here with how they've been struggling on defense.
There goes the runner at first. Foul tap to the screen, and it's still a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Zach Dews. Teddy Geyer's got good speed. He wanted to stay down at second on that foul ball, but the base umpire says, no, you're not allowed. Geyer hustles back to first. Runners at first and third here for Fort Loramie, which has tied this contest up. It's level at three. Here's the pitch by Maddox Gubo. Ball cracked on the ground to the second baseman for Rushi, who gobbles it up, flips onto second. The ball in and out of the mitt of the shortstop for Rushi, but he fumbled it away on the transition. It's ruled a catch, a force out, but the runner on third and the person of Ruenkamp for Fort Loramie scores, and the Redskins have broken the tie to lead it 4-3.
I think right there, Pringer had that opportunity to get two there. He could have tagged right there and went to first.
Yep.
Decided to go to second, get the sure thing.
I was surprised. I expected him to reach out with the glove and tag the runner going by. Here's a steal attempt at second. The ball thrown to the first base side of second into right center. The sliding runner's on the ground, pops up, can't go to third. So Fort Loramie, with one out, has another runner in scoring position, having taken the lead with two runs in the third, two more in the fourth. Here is Sammy Gubo at the plate for Fort Loramie, back to the top of the lineup. Kubo for Fort Loramie. Pitcher of record now stands to get the win if the Redskins can cling to the lead. Pitch is low and in to Kubo. A ball, a strike, one out. Top of the fourth inning. Boy, so many twists and turns in this game in less than 3.5 innings of play.
We still got half this game to go, so you never know what could happen.
Kubo looks back at second. Maddox fires. There's a ball blooped in the air. Short fly ball, right field. Second baseman out on the run. Pringer can't get to it. It drops. Runner on second had to hold. He darts to third belatedly. Runners at first and third for Fort Loramie. Still just one out. Fly ball single to short right. Off the bat of Sammy Kubo. And here comes Carson Arnold with men on the corners. Conference along the third baseline among Fort Loramie players and head coach Jeff Sanders. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Fort Loramie's on top by a run. Four runs and now five hits for the Redskins. Three runs, four hits for Rushi. We'll return with more. New hitter stepping in, Carson Arnold, coming up to the plate for the Redskins. Big situation, chance to extend the lead to two or maybe three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Carson Arnold, who started the game on the mound for Fort Loramie, is at the plate. He's got a two-strike count, two runners aboard for the Redskins, who've taken the lead 4-3 over Rushi here in the top of the fourth. The runner on first is going. The ball is lined to short. Oh, wickets right between the legs of the shortstop. Counts for Rushi. Run scores for the Redskins, who have men on first and second. That goes down as an E6. The ball is hit sharply, but right at the shortstop infielder for the Raiders, and the ball traveled right between the legs. We've got another stoppage of action. Conferences everywhere. Maddox Kubo, the man on the hill for the Raiders, deserves far better fate, that's for certain. 5-3 Redskins in the top of the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Oh, this is a long top of the fourth inning for Fort Loramie. Redskins at the plate now face the offerings of Cooper Unverfirth, who pitched last Thursday, a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. It is a one ball, no strike count on the batter, Dylan Meyer, for the Redskins, who has runners at first and second. Three runs in. Fort Loramie, once down 3-0, has scored two in the third, three in the fourth. A ball, a strike on the batter, Meyer. Runners at first and second. Rushi has made three errors in this game, two big ones in this inning. Unrefer throws a pitch on the ground, and it's mistakenly called a strike by the plate umpire. That was not a good pitch.
Yeah, you got a break there. One ball. Might have been the ABS challenge right there if Army had to.
A ball and two strikes, one and two on Ruin Camp. Head coach Jeff Sanders down at third, put his hands up outside his ears as if to say, what? I don't believe it. Ruin Camp couldn't either. There's a ball outside the zone, two and two. The count, Unverfirth fires, low and away, and it's full up at 3-2. And that strike call was big, otherwise Ruinkamp would be on base,
yeah,
and we'd be loaded up.
Yeah, it's actually Dylan Meyer at the plate right now.
Dylan Meyer hitting for the Redskins. Carson Arnold down at first. Sammy Gubo at second. There's a ball fisted right off the knuckles to third. Quinn Owing charges. Throw to first. Good scoop by Parker Lloyd for the outs. Runners move up to second and third. Boy, that was a play Brandon Rushi had to make.
Yep.
Could not afford to come up with another fielding glitch right there.
Nope. And again, you have to prevent that snowball effect. And Army let it snowball in the first. Rushi's let it snowball here in the third and fourth.
Here's Lucas Brandewee. An over-the-top curve by Unverfirth is low, and it's a ball. A ball and no strikes. 1-0. Runners at second and third for Fort Loramie, which leads 5-3. Oh, a swing and a hit to left center. It's really cracked off the bat of Brandewee. The center fielder dives. He can't make a play. That's going to be a triple. Two runs are in. Brandewee slides into third, and it's a good backup in foul ground by the pitcher for Rushi. Well done by Unverfirth. I tell you what, Brandon, if he's not there, that ball might have short hopped the fence, gone into the dugout, and another run would have scored. As it is a long two-run double to left center off the bat of Brandewee. Yep. Big two-out stroke by Fort Loramie.
Yep, and absolutely the spot you're supposed to be in if you're Unverfirth there on the backup on the play. So what a well-struck ball by Brandewee, a good effort by Borchers to try to go out and get that ball, and trickles away there.
Borchers made the lunge into left center, could not come up with it. That ball was hooking away from him slightly. It was drilled off the bat of Brandewee for Fort Loramie. The count of ball to strike 1-1 on Grudich. A high curve from Unverfirth, who's trying to find his right arm slot right now. He pitched Thursday against Bodkins, 3 days in between pitching efforts. There's a fastball clobbered hard into left center field, rolling all the way to the fence. That ball was tattooed by Eli Grudich. Coming home is Brandewee, and the Redskins have bolted to an 8-3 lead.
Well, great approach here at the plate by the Redskins. We saw when Unverfirth started on Thursday that Bakken's top of the order really got on him right away. And they scored four runs in about a blink of an eye. So really right now, the Redskins now get the bats going around. And what a response by Fort Loramie. Give them credit. When you face that 3-0 hill right away, it's easy to throw it in, and they haven't, and they've really come alive here.
A 6-run fourth inning by the Redskins. The hitter here at the plate takes the ball, then looks at a strike on the inside corner. It is Eli Grudich. Brandewee out at second. Big two-out hitting by Fort Loramie in the clutch here in the fourth inning. And it's a sixth spot for the Redskins. Curveball, Unverfirth. Dandy pitch, his best of the inning. A lot of vertical bite on that one. It snapped in and over just above the knees, and it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Grudich. Unverfirth looks back at second. Curveball bounces. Runner at second reads it well, gets a good jump. He's in at third. Two outs on the board. Runner for Fort Loramie now at third. A wild pitcher pass ball would get another one home. Unverfirth fires, breaking ball. Oh, the hitter, Grudich, buckled. He was frozen at the plate, and he looks at it for strike three. Great pitch by Unverfirth to end the inning, finally. Fort Loramie was up for about 28 minutes and scored six runs to take an 8-3 lead. Redskins, eight runs, seven hits, an error. And the Raiders, three runs, four hits, and three errors. 8-3 Fort Loramie halfway through this encounter here at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing
is one of the nation's very best aluminum sandcasting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Up that last out for Fort Loramie, recorded there in the top of the fourth, was by Bornhorst, a strikeout, because the previous hitter, Grudich, had drilled the double to left center. His double followed one by Brandewee as the Redskins played it eight in the fourth. Last out made by Bornhorst on the K. And Rushi's leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the fourth beats out a ground ball to deep short. Nicely done. Good hustle by the Raiders, who have a runner at first. Good job by Eli Chappie. Second hitter for Rushi in the inning. Grounds a foul at third. No balls, a strike. Nothing and one. Let's double check our lineup cards, Brandon. Is this Eli Borchers in the box? Borchers hitting now. Raiders try to battle back from an 8-3 deficit after once leading 3-0. Gubo throws to first. Great stop by Ruhenkamp as he sucked that up on one hop. Pickoff attempt by Sammy Gubo of Fort Loramie, who makes the one-strike pitch to the plate, and it's fouled off. So Chappie aboard at first. Infield base hit for him. And the count is two strikes on Borchers for Rushi. Junior center fielder. Gubo looks back over his right shoulder high. The ball, two strikes, one and two. Outfield deep and left. Shallow, or more shallow, I should say, and right. Third baseman for the Redskins, even with the bag at third. That's Grudich. Here's Gubo's one and two delivery. Oh, a big off-speeder, and it had the hitter hacking. Way out in front early. Strike three. Best pitch of the game here so far by Sammy Gubo in relief of Carson Arnold for Fort Loramie. Strikeout of the Raiders hitter Borchers. Back to the top. Here's Quinn Hoying. Hoying has an infield single and a base hit to the outfield. Takes a pitch up for a ball. Rushi in a position where now the Raiders need to scratch back, get a run or two here, make it interesting down the stretch. Get within striking distance, entering the last frame or two. Outside corner at the knees. Strike one, ball one on Hoying. Fort Loramie unbeaten in SCAL play. Rushi's lost once. Redskins trying to widen the gap in the loss column between the two. Breaking ball low and in to Quinn Hoying. And it's two balls and a strike, two and one. Boy, when the weather starts getting better, Brandon, then it becomes tough on these high school pitching staffs.
Absolutely, and that's why you run polls early on in the season. That way you got that cardio, and you're able to survive when it gets to be 85 and 90 in the regionals, and you know you're sweating, and it's June 1st, and you're playing in a regional or a state tournament, and you got that cardio to try to last all them seven innings. You're throwing a complete game shutout.
Three balls, a strike on Quinn Hoying. Check swing, he cannot hold up. It's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on Hoying. Down at first base, Chappie for Rushi. One out, bottom of the fourth. Redskins in the lead, 8-3. Here is Gubo looking at his runner. Fires a fastball. It's right there. Strike three called. And Hoying is out looking at the 3-2 delivery. So Hoying is gone. Here's Grant Bergman.
Again, Gubo's starting to get relaxed now up on the hill, getting in a groove. And again, when you hit for 28 minutes, like you said, like Laramie did, it sometimes gets to be a bit of concern for the pitcher when you've sat out for so long. Are you going to keep that same groove up? And he has so far.
Bergman has hit into a force and flown to right. First pitch is strike at the knees to Bergman. Here is Gubo getting a signal from catcher Dylan Meyer. Throw to first, runner back. I would doubt that Chappie is going, but if he gets a pitch in the dirt, he might take off as Rushi will take a run or two here or there any way they can get them. Low and outside for a ball. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on the Raiders hitter. With two down here in the fourth and Fort Loramie leading 8-3. In the stretch is Gubo. Ball cracked on one big hop to third. Nice play, third baseman Grudich for Fort Loramie. Long toss across the diamond is on the money to Ruin Camp for the out. We played four complete here at Rushi. 8-3 Redskins over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here's Chase Ruhenkamp to start the fifth for the Redskins, who lead Rushi by a tally of 8-3. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on Ruhenkamp. Cooper Unverfirth on the bump for the Raiders in relief of Maddox Gubo. Fastball upstairs, a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp so far in this game, safe on an error. Singled in advance of an error by the first baseman for Rushi. Also has a strikeout. And he strikes out here. Ball gets away from the catcher. Bringer for Rushi, who throws on down to first. Out recorded. One down for the Redskins here in the top of the fifth inning. And here comes Teddy Geyer is scheduled to bat, Brandon.
And a pinch hitter here.
As we take a look at our roster, that appears to be number eight. Alex Bokey steps in, senior, swings from the left side for Fort Loramie. 8-3 advantage, Fort Loramie's overtaken Rushi. Redskins once down, 3-0 after one, two in the third, and a big six spot in the fourth. Ruhenkamp a strikeout to start the fifth inning for Fort Loramie. Unverfirth fires a strike at the knees on Bokey, 0-1. Outfield plays him to full to pull. Third baseman for the Raiders is up at the edge of the grass. Strike two called. Unverfirth, good offering on the outside corner, 0-2 on Bokey. Feet spread very wide at the plate, high, a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Bokey with the right foot out in front of home, slightly closed stance. That pitch is behind him, and it's 2-2 on the Fort Loramie hitter. Raiders in the fifth inning will have Bergman, Unverfirth, and Gubo up. Here's the pitch to the plate. Ball three, 3-2. Was that Bergman who made the last out for Rushi?
Correct.
Yes, Bergman made the last out for Rushi in the fourth, so the inning will start with Unverfirth. Boakye, it's a big hopping ground ball in the hole between first and second. Nice play by Bergman, who roamed off to his left, made the field, and flipped on to Parker Lloyd for the out. So Boakye comes in off the bench. Boakye grounds out to second. He got the barrel on the ball. Hit it solidly. Good play by Bergman of Rushi. Boakye retired. Here's Zach Dews. Two left-hand batters in a row for Fort Loramie. Fastball up and in by Unverfirth. Nothing in two count. No balls, two strikes. Two down, Fort Loramie, top of the fifth, 8-3 game. Inside off the plate to Dews. He's got an infield single and hit into a force. 4-6, second to short. Unverfirth again, foul to the screen. Two balls a strike, 2-1. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for the upcoming schedule of games to be covered. It's to be determined. Unverfirth again, up and in. He busted that fastball below the chin of the hitter, Dews, and it's 3-1. Three balls a strike, 3-1. The windup of Unverfirth, the pitch. Ball grounded pretty sharply to short. It is muffed, mishandled, and grabbing it again, the shortstop for Rushi, and he can't pick it up off the dirt. Error, E6. And safe at first base for Fort Loramie is Dews. And it's become sloppy for the Rushi Raiders, who have committed four miscues in this game tonight.
Yeah, it's just been a struggle for the Raider defense. But the Loramie offense is putting the pressure on them. They're putting the ball on the ground. And really, the Raiders have not responded. So credit the Redskins, you know, putting the ball in play. The Raiders have got to make the play on their end.
Here is Sammy Gubo at the plate for the Redskins, fouling one off. Two down in the inning. There's a curve. Oh, it's a great one by Unverfirth. It buckled the hitter, who looked at it for strike two. Nothing and two. A strikeout. The pinch hitter, Boakye, a bounce out. Then Dews at safe at first on the error by Rushi at short. Unverfirth on the bump for the Raiders. Sammy Gubo in the box for Fort Loramie. Two down, Redskins. One on. Unverfirth with the check at first. Here he comes plateward. Fastball low and away. Ball two strikes, 1-2. As I mentioned, Cooper Unverfirth, Maddox Gubo, Sam Pringer will hit for Rushi in the bottom of the inning. Pitches low, steal a second, throw down to Goodwin. And tag is in and out of the mitt of Bergman. Runner slides in. There was a big band of dust that flew in the air. And after it settled, safe call at second base as the ball went in and out of the mitt of Bergman. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 on Sammy Gubo, pitcher of record now for Fort Loramie. He's come in relief. Curveball, Unverfirth at the letters. Strike three. Gubo thought it was high. It was clearly borderline. Might have been up a smidgen.
Yep.
Top of the inning is over. 8-3 in favor of the Redskins over the Raiders. We head to the bottom of the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Vinster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local for you. We have on our shelves the products you requested. We've got them for you. Schaefer Market, your community go-to store. Products like Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and more. And don't forget, you can sample hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop at Schaefer Market. Fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And how about the new smoothie machine, too, at Schaefer Market? And also, formerly the North Loramie Drive-Thru, north end of Fort Loramie, is now the Schaefer Drive-Thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer Drive-Thru in Fort Loramie. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly North Loramie Drive-Thru. And don't forget to stop by today on South Main and see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, oil.com, to find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Good start for Rushi here in the bottom of the fifth. Infield single by Cooper Unverfirth. Ground ball left side of the diamond. Stopped in the hole, but no play at first. Unverfirth is aboard. Good beginning to the bottom of the fifth for the home team, which is down 8-3.
And again, just like if you're Rushi, or just like you were if you were Loramie when you were in the position of being down 3-0, it's one at bat at a time. And you just have to battle from there and hope to work your way back into this ballgame.
Yep, Raiders still have three full at-bats left, nine outs. Here's Maddox Gubo facing Sammy Gubo of Fort Loramie, Unverfirth at first. There's a ball hit in the air, towering fly behind third. Great play by the shortstop Bornhorst for Fort Loramie, who calls off the third baseman, straddling the line in very short left field. Bornhorst makes the play for the out.
Great play right there, and nice job to take control because Grudich is playing a little far in, and that shortstop's got a Bornhorst had a while to go, but that's a great play. That's a shortstop. If they can get there, can call off that third baseman.
Yeah, if Grudich was going to make the play, it was going to be the result of a vertical retreat backwards. Bornhorst angled from his left to right along the back edge of the infield and made the play on the foul line behind third on the edge of the grass. The count here is a ball, a strike, 1-1 on the new hitter for Rushi, Sam Pringer. Runner at first for the Raiders, one away. Bottom of the fifth, Fort Loramie in the lead, 8-3. Peek back at first, runner's going. High pitch is a ball. Throw down, I think, has got Unverfirth. He's out. Dylan Meyer spot on. Fine delivery from behind the plate as he hit the infielder for the Redskins on the button. Unverfirth trying to steal one at second is nailed.
And a great throw by Meyer, and you just knew as Unverfirth didn't get a great jump either, but Meyer's throw there, just a bullet down to second base.
Well, he's as good a junior backstop as there is in the area. Rock-solid catcher, Dylan Meyer Jr. Does a fine performance behind the plate, game after game. Three balls, a strike. 3-1 on Pringer. Strike two called on the inside corner, and it's 3-2. Sammy Gubo on the bump for Fort Loramie, trying to benefit from the lift, the out-stealing at second. He comes plateward to Pringer. Dubbed foul into the on-deck circle of Rushi. And it is 3-2 still. Very deep and left for Pringer. He's been safe on an error at short, flown out to center. And it was his ground ball that was thrown away at the plate that helped the Raiders to a three spot in the first. Fouled away by Pringer, still 3-2. Yeah, Rushi had loaded the bases with one down in the bottom of the first inning when Pringer grounded to short. Force out was in order at the plate. Fielding play was made. Ball was thrown away at home. Two runs scored as Rushi jumped on top with three total runs in that first inning. Here, Pringer takes a two-thirds swing. Inadvertent pop-up to third. Grudich has got it. And Fort Loramie puts Rushi aside here in the bottom of the fifth. 8-3 Redskins. We head to the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
At the top of the sixth for Fort Loramie begins with a hit batter. Unverfirth plunks Carson Arnold on the left side of the body, and he's on down at first. And I've got to get my calculator out, Brandon. We've had several hit batsmen in this game.
Yeah. We've had probably about five or six. I know when Arnold started, he hit three batters in the first inning.
Yep.
So I think it's probably got to be about five or six, I think, total between the two teams here today.
Well, as we look at the scorecard for Rushi, you said correctly, three in the first inning were hit by pitch, and a couple of Redskins have been hit by thrown pitches. The count, 2-0, no strikes, 2-0 on the Redskins batter here in the top of the sixth. The man aboard, nobody out. Dylan Meyer, bat cocked above that right shoulder. Runner dives back in at first. Boy, Rushi was cruising, leading 3-0, heading into the third. Maddox Gubo was on the beam, pitching well. And the wheels fell off in the third, fell off again. Big time in the fourth for Rushi, especially defensive side of the ball. And the Redskins played at 8 runs in 2 innings. Dylan Meyer at the plate, 3 balls and a strike as he looks at one. Nobody out for Fort Loramie, top of the sixth. Carson Arnold, who started the game on the hill for Fort Loramie, is at first. Meyer fouls to the screen, and it's 3-2. Dylan Myers walked, been safe on an error at short and hit into a force, third to second. Carson Arnold at first, hit by the pitch. Here's a thrown ball to the plate, clubbed to deep left center, off the bat of Dylan Meyer. Center fielder Borchers on the run, looking back over his shoulder. Yes, he makes the play. Runner on first for Fort Loram. He digs hard back to first. That's Arnold. That ball was smacked by Dylan Meyer as he was bidding for extra bases to deep left center. Fine play by Eli Borchers.
Yeah, that ball was smacked by Meyer. Borchers does a nice job covering ground there out in center field. And that ball was tracked very well.
Here's Lucas Brandewey stepping in. He had the long double to left center back in the fourth that plated a couple runs. Strike called. Unverfirth fires a fastball on the outside edge. No balls, a strike on the hitter, Brandewey, for Fort Loramie. Bouncing ball to the plate. That'll go to the backstop. Runner on first, down to second for the Redskins. Yep, Rushi just has been sloppy enough in this game to allow what we often refer to as the free bases.
Yeah. And that, again, can be the difference sometimes in high school baseball, and tonight is a prime example. And Laramie's able to capitalize on it. You have to be able to capitalize on that as a team. You know, the team can give you the errors, but you got to be able to capitalize. And then Laramie really started hitting, too. And that's the other thing. They've been able to barrel up, square up a couple balls.
Previous two pitches, I should say, a strike called. Unverfirth with a heater on the inside corner, and then low and in to Brandewey, so it's 2-2. Runner at second, curveball, Unverfirth, check swing, foul to the screen. Still 2-2, one out for Fort Loramie. Top of the sixth, 8-3 advantage for the Redskins. Rushi led 3-0 after one and after two. Low and away, count full up, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 in Brandewey. Runner at second for Fort Loramie. One out, top of the sixth. Redskins up by 5. Unverfirth again, high curve ball. Didn't drop down into the zone. And it's a base on balls, 2 on for Fort Loramie with one out in the sixth. And judging from the third base side of the diamond, Brandon, it's Unverfirth's game to finish.
Yeah, and I'd seen a Rushi player getting loose earlier. I couldn't see who it was in particular was going around, and they come back. It's Carter Haney who was getting loose as they're just walking back into the Raiders bullpen right there. You get in that situation, too, where you got a league game Thursday, and you got to be able to come back and pitch someone as well with Fairlawn.
Grudich at the plate now for Fort Loramie. It's one to the backstop. It's a foul strike. Nothing and one on him. Unverfirth with 11 on his back. Looks at the two runners. Breaking pitch. A beauty. Outside corner. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Nothing and two on Grudich for Fort Loramie. He has doubled, a scorcher to left center. Hit into a force out. Flown out to right. There is strike three, and Grudich is retired. Two down in the inning for the Redskins, still two on. Two away now. Here is Chase Bornhorst stepping in, shortstop for Fort Loramie. Curveball up and into him. The ball, no strikes, 1-0. 8 runs, 7 hits, an error for Fort Loramie. 3 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors for Rushi. Well, it's amazing. You see that line score so often, Brandon, in high school baseball. Mm-hmm. More runs than hits. Mm-hmm. And that so oftentimes is the result of sloppy defense by the opponent.
Absolutely. And that's been a part of the difference here in the game today. And
well,
there's another Raider error.
Speaking of sloppy defense, there's a ball fisted off the knuckles. Ball hit by Bornhorst to second. Bergman charges. Runner went zipping by. There was no interference at all. Bergman had a pretty clean shot at the play and just grabbed at it twice, muffed it. And no throw to first, runner safe, another error by Rushi, the Raiders' fifth. There's a ball bounced to first off the new hitter's bat, Ruhenkamp, and it's right through the legs of Parker Lloyd. He had to short hop the ball. It skipped him. Don't think he got his glove on it. That might technically be recorded a hit for Ruhenkamp.
Yeah.
It was right at Parker Lloyd, and we've got Kevin Flippo to the mound for the Rushi Raiders. 8-3 our score. Did that load the bases?
The one before did, actually. I think, did they score a run there?
Scored a run on the last batted ball through the right side of the infield. Unplayed by Parker Lloyd. 9-3 Fort Loramie. As it's been sloppy the entire game for the Rushi Raiders, well, especially since the third inning. We're in the top of the sixth, pitching change here for the Raiders, who are down 6 to Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins laid down a bunt in the person of Teddy Geyer against the new hurler for the Rushi Raiders, and it's a great bunt, and it results in an infield single. Another run scores. It's been an oddball inning for Fort Loramie, which has not hit the ball very hard whatsoever. But the last three batters, error by the Rushi second baseman, funny bouncing ball to first that got away from Parker Lloyd, ruled a single. And here a bunt up the third baseline. Rushi can't make the play in time at first. And the lead for the Redskins swells to 10-3. It has just gotten away from Rushi. It has snowballed. And here is Zach Dews from the left side for the Redskins in the top of the sixth with the bases still loaded. Ball up and away. Is that to Carter Haney on the bump?
It is, yeah. It is Carter Haney.
Carter Haney now. Yep. Fine basketball, three-point shooter.
Yes.
Here's another bunt before Loramie, fouled outside the third baseline. I'm going to have to go back and take a look and complete the count, but I predicted before the game, Brandon, we would have 7 bunts put down in the field of play. I know we've had a few. Maybe not quite 7, but we're getting there. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Carter Haney, the right-hander, fires, sprayed foul, at a play to the left, off the bat of Zach Dews. Infield single for Dews, been safe on an error, and bounced into a force, second to short. 10-3 lead Fort Loramie, 10 runs, 9 hits for the Redskins. Pitch by Haney, is hit off the end of the bat up the middle. Shortstop fields for the Raiders, and steps on the bag, and the inning is over. It goes 6 unassisted. play down at short made by counts of the Raiders. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. Seven-run bulge, Fort Loramie, 10-3 lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singebush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, Production Support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Parker Lloyd leads off the bottom of the sixth for Rushi, which trails 10-3 to Fort Loramie. Lloyd has singled and been safe at first on a bunt back in the first inning. Here's the pitch to the plate by Sammy Gubo, and Lloyd gets under it. Towering fly ball to center field, right in his tracks is the Redskins center fielder. It's hauled in by Tanner Heckman. One down for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth inning on the fly out to center. Evan Smith steps in, hit by a pitch, and fouled out to the Redskins catcher, Dylan Meyer, who made a fine play down here at the home plate end of the dugout near the fencing. Sammy Gubo trying to finish this out for the Redskins, and he buries a strike at the letters against Smith. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Here's the windup by the Redskins hurler. Just missed off the plate outside. 1-1 count, a ball, a strike. 10 runs, 9 hits for Fort Loramie, an error. 3 runs, 6 hits, and 5 errors for Rushi. And if we had a scorekeeper up here in the press box that was a little tougher than the three of us, Rushi might have another error or two. Who knows? Here is the 2-ball, 1-strike pitch to the plate to Smith. Just a smidgen high, and the count goes to 3-1. 3 balls, a strike, 3-1. No one on Rushi. Bottom of the sixth inning. Sammy Gubo wheels and deals right down the heart of the plate. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2. 3-2 on Smith. Gubo has done a fine job for Fort Loramie since relieving the starting pitcher, Carson Arnold. That one goes way up top over the head of Evan Smith, and he's aboard. One on, one out for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Gubo's been able to really settle in and has done a nice job so far for the most part. But Smith, he's done a nice job for the Raiders as well. I mean, small frame, it benefits on a smaller strike zone to get someone on and near the end of the order.
Yeah, Gubo for Fort Loramie on the hill has given up a grand total of just three hits. Three hits over this now his, fourth-plus inning of relief. There's a low outside pitch. A ball, a strike. 1-1 the count. That's Chappie hitting for Rushi. Runner at first, one away. Bottom of the sixth for the Raiders, who trail Fort Loramie 8-3. There's a ball hit pretty hard down the left field line. Left fielder for Fort Loramie goes over, can't make the catch. Plays it on one bounce. Base hit to left for Chappie. Left fielder for Fort Loramie looked like he might have been fighting the sun a little bit. That was Lucas Brandewey, as he didn't charge that ball really hard. Made sure it didn't get past him. Runners at first and second for Rushi. One down, bottom of the sixth. And here is Eli Borcher stepping in. Pitch to him is skied. It's twisting out of play to the right. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Eli. Two on for Rushi, bottom of the sixth inning, one out. Raiders down seven. Here is Sammy Gubo with 12 on his back. He's in the stretch position. High hold. Throws, curveball, ooh, center cut.
It's a good pitch.
Yep.
That ball broke late and just plopped right in the middle of the strike zone.
No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. 0-2 on Borchers. Runners at first and second for the Raiders. Gubo looks back at second, comes home. Ball hit foul, struck late, down beyond the first base dugout. Ball sliced off the bat of the right-hand hitter, Eli Borchers of Rushi. No balls, two strikes, one out. Two aboard for the Raiders. Bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch to the plate by Gubo, upcoming. Curveball in the dirt, swing and a miss, strike three. First base occupied, so that's an out automatically. And the runner on second is sleepwalking off the bag. What a play by Dylan Meyer, the Fort Loramie catcher, who throws a strike, and there's a tag out at second base. Haven't seen that in a long time, Brandon.
I think Smith got caught there, thinking now he was going to run there for a little bit. Got caught sleeping, a strike by Meyer. That's a second base running mistake.
Dylan Meyer, a junior catcher for Fort Loramie. He's been rock solid. His career had an outstanding sophomore season behind the plate, and that was an intelligent play. Sly maneuver by Dylan Meyer, who threw down to second. The runner was striding off the bag, thinking maybe he could get to third, but there was simply no chance. Get back to second.
Yeah.
And make sure you've got second base occupied. But Dylan Meyer threw a strike right on the button to, I think, Chase Bornhorst, who applied the tag, and that ends the sixth inning for Rushi. Well done by Dylan Meyer.
Smith just got caught up there, and it was good recognition by Meyer to see that, him hanging out at second, and to have the reaction to throw it down there, and Bornhorst to be there and apply the tag. And that's just really good nonverbal cue there by the Fort Loramie defense.
So it's 10-3 Fort Loramie. We head to the seventh here on Scorers Broadcast. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful care means beautiful hair. We will style, you will smile at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Ann Turner. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped, accessible. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience and your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Well, Fort Loramie's bats have really come alive as this game has progressed. A leadoff base knock through the hole between third and short to start the seventh inning for the Redskins. And as I look at my scorecard, I believe that was Sammy Gubo, the pitcher for Fort Loramie, who helps his own cause. He's had two hits and a walk in this game as the leadoff batter for the Redskins. Here is Carson Arnold stepping in. He began the game on the mound. Senior, been hit by a pitch, safe on an error. Grounded out second to first. Here he chops one into the Rushi dugout alongside third. Two strikes on him. Top of the sixth inning. Or I should say top of the seventh inning. With Fort Loramie in the lead 10-3. Here is Carter Haney on the hill for Rushi. Oh, my goodness.
Pulled the string there.
That was one of the top two or three curveballs of this game. Carter Haney simply froze the batter for Fort Loramie. Very special pitch there by Carter Haney. Carson Arnold looked at it, kind of hitched a little bit, stepped away from the home plate, and the ball broke in and over. And then a wild pitch home, and the runner on first, Sammy Gubo for Fort Loramie, sprints down to second. Strikeout of Carson Arnold. Dylan Meyer hitting. He's walked and safe on an error, grounded to third and flown to center. Pitch to Dylan is buzzed in for a strike. A ball, a strike, one out. Fort Loramie batting top of the seventh, leading Rushi by a count of 10-3. Haney looks back at second, throws to Dylan Meyer, low and in. It goes to two balls, a strike, 2-1. Very impressive catching performance by Dylan Meyer.
Yeah, absolutely.
He has been superb in this game tonight. In fact, outstanding battery work by Gubo on the bump, and catcher Dylan Meyer, who swings and hits a hard bouncing ball through the box beyond second into center. Rushi infielder got a little leather on it. It's a run-scoring single for Dylan Meyer.
Yeah, tough ball for Umford to get to, but a nice struck ball again by Meyer, and Loramie 11 unanswered runs.
The lead is now 11-4. 10 hits for the Redskins. Here's the pitch to the plate, chopped to third, foul outside the line. Boy, Fort Loramie's offensive bats have really come alive as this game has moved along.
And seen a little more strikeouts as the game's progressed, but again, that's what putting the ball in play does. And sometimes you just have to let the ball take care of things on its own.
Here is Lucas Brandewey hitting now for the Redskins. Low and away, ball two. Two balls on Lucas, top of the seventh inning. 11-4 lead, Redskins. Pitch to the plate, very, very high. Runner at first, Dylan Meyer stays put for Fort Loramie. As I was alluding to a moment ago, Brandon, the battery mates of Gubo and Meyer have been stellar in this game for Fort Loramie. Mm-hmm. That pair might get my vote as stars of this game for the Redskins.
Yeah, I think they got a good chance to, at least.
Fort Loramie's gotten a lot of hits. They've spread them around. Mm-hmm. Who's got multiple hits for Fort Loramie? I'm not sure anybody does. Jace Ruhnkamp may have a couple of hits.
Yeah, Ruhnkamp.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like I said, there's been a lot of rare. Zach Dews has had a nice game, too. I think he's scored a couple times. He's been on base three times.
But Dylan Meyer's called an excellent game. Sammy Gubo has gutted things out of the mound, coming in for Carson Arnold. He, obviously, the pitcher of record for Fort Loramie. He'll be on the bump in the bottom of the seventh. Three ball, one strike count on the hitter here for the Redskins, who is Lucas Brandewey. Pitches up above the letters as Carter Haney missed, and it's ball four. 11-3 lead, Fort Loramie. A 11 runs, 10 hits for the Redskins. And 3 runs, 9 hits in this game for Rushi. We have one down in the top of the 7th inning. Redskins have 2 aboard. And here's Eli Grudich, third baseman. Erect stance at the plate. Left foot to front foot, even with the front edge of home. There's a ball smacked to center, fairly deep right center. Center fielder Borchers goes over and reaches up and picks it off. Runner on second for Fort Loramie. Alertly tags, goes to third. First and third now for the Redskins, 2 down in the top of the 7th inning. And now stepping in is Bornhorst for Fort Loramie. He's been safe on an error. He's got a base hit. Bounced to the mound in 3 previous trips. Here's the stretch by Carter Haney. Pitch home, low and away, a ball. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We'll update our schedule of game coverages for you later tonight or early tomorrow. Haney comes home, strike outside corner at the knees. Good pitch. Like what I've seen from Carter Haney, he's throwing darts out there, Brandon.
Yeah, and just trying to do mop-up duty. That's the thing. You got to just be able to eat innings in this situation because of how long of a season it can be, and obviously the game not going the way the Raiders want it to right now.
Runner on first steals. Throw down to second. Short hops. Underfirth goes into center. Runner on third for Fort Loramie. Scampers in. Another error, another run.
And that's just miscommunication right there on the defense, because the catcher's given the sign on that first and third. The second baseman, the shortstop, got to talk. I'll just say this. It's going to be a long practice tomorrow, I think, with the Raiders. I think it's just not going the way they obviously intended it to. It's just not been their day, and Loramie again is putting the pressure on.
And it's really incredible when you think about it. Rushi had a 3-0 lead at one point.
And that's high school baseball. That's why you credit the Redskins. You know, you don't fall back, because you can falter back when you're down 3-0 like that quickly, and they haven't.
At least 6 errors on Rushi, maybe 7. Ball grounded to second. This play is made. High throw to first, picked off by Parker Lloyd. Out recorded. Inning over. Fort Loramie retired in the 7th after scoring 2 more. Redskins lead at 12-3. We head to the bottom of the 7th inning here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GeyersInc.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to
drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall off the bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are blue ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Quinn Hoang starting the bottom of the seventh for Rushi, which trails Fort Loramie 12-3. Boy, the game certainly did not start out like it would be a 12-3 contest. Rushi scored three in the first and led 3-0 after one, 3-0 after two, and then the floodgates opened and Fort Loramie has scored 12 unanswered, unofficially, 12 runs, 10 hits for Fort Loramie, and Rushi's made at least six errors in this game. Sammy Gubo, on in relief of Carson Arnold for Fort Loramie, has thrown splendidly. He's worked long and hard, I bet, in relief, Brandon. Yeah. He's probably thrown 75-80 pitches out of the bullpen.
Yeah, and Loramie's had the success at the plate in the offense, so he's had these long kind of pauses in between innings. Like I said, that's tough on a pitcher. And he's battled as well. So, and speaking of battling, Quinn Hoang's battling up there as well.
Two balls, two strikes on Quinn. Quinn Hoang with a couple of hits, infield single, and a base knock to the outfield. A strikeout in three at-bats. Nobody out. Rushi, bottom of the seventh, 12-3 lead Fort Loramie. Quinn swings and kind of pool cues one off the end of the bat down the right field line, curling foul by just a couple feet. As he made a bid for a single.
He just liked the two-strike approach at the plate. And just nice job shortening the swing and everything. And everybody, the leadoff hitter, Quinn Hoang.
Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Hoang. Rushi has almost matched Fort Loramie's hit number in this game. Good fastball, Sammy Gubo. Swing and a miss, strike three. He accelerated that heater up in the zone. Hoang could not catch up to it. And we've got one out for Rushi here in the bottom of the seventh. Fort Loramie on top, but 9-12-3 advantage. Here is Grant Bergman. Hits from the right side. Good breaking pitch down from Gubo. Swing and a miss. Strike one. No balls, a strike. Nothing in one on Bergman. Hit into a force, flown to right. 0 for 3. Swing and a miss. Gubo is pouring in the fastballs. He's picking up steam as we get near the finish line. No balls, two strikes. Nothing in two on Bergman. Outfield deep, around to the left for him. Curveball bounces outside, and it's a ball and two strikes, one and two. So you're predicting a lengthy practice for Rushi tomorrow.
I think there's just, and I'm sure we'll talk about it too in the post game. There's just a lot of things that are little that have got to be cleaned up, and in those errors, obviously, you know, have probably helped give Loramie about half their offense. So Loramie's put some balls in play too. So, you know, again, we talked about how young of this team this is, but it's getting close to May, so you know you can't say that it's early in the season anymore.
Strike three called to Bergman.
Great
fastball.
Pitch.
Yep, knee high. Right down the gut. And there are two out. Gubo coming on strong as he reaches the conclusion of this game, throwing as well as he has all evening.
Now that's good changing speeds there by Sammy Gubo, and he's kind of throwing a lot of more off speed, and he put a little something extra on that fastball there.
He's gotten the number of weak outs. He now has four strikeouts over the last five-plus frames. And here is a strike called to Cooper Unverfirth for Rushi. He's got a couple of hits, does Cooper, for the Raiders. There's a high fastball struck in the air to right field. Redskins right fielder heading over toward the foul line on the run. Cannot get to it. Unreferth, the wide turn at first, and he wheels into second base. It's a fly ball double to right for Unreferth. And with three hits now, yeah. Brandon, he is our Rushi star, it would seem.
Yeah, he's had a nice game. He started behind the plate tonight, which I think you'll see a little more of at times this year, depending on what the Raiders' kind of pitching is. I think you might see him be in that catching spot a little more in their defensive alignment. But he's had a nice night at the plate, too, which he's always been a good hitter, too.
Here is Maddox Gubo stepping in now for Rushi. He deserved better fate on the mound. He started the game, and he did have two balks. Didn't help himself in that regard, but the defense simply dropped the ball, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, it's some frustration, but again, he did pin himself in the corner with those two balks, and they were both pretty obvious to the naked eye right there.
A ball, no strikes, Gubo to Gubo, down and in, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The one thing I missed talking about here in this game, Brandon, was the end of the Rushi order. Chappie and Borchers, two Elis were coming at the end of the lineup.
Yeah.
Elis coming.
I will say one of the other things, too. I know we talked about the errors and everything for the Raiders. They've been picked off the base twice here tonight.
Yep.
You make those outs on the bases like that, that's killer. You do not make those outs, which generally ever, they're going to happen every now and then. But they've made two in this game tonight, one early, and then one as Laramie kind of pulled away. But, again, those two things Laramie's executed, and one of them was a rope by Dylan Meyer that was thrown to second base.
Yeah, the faux pas committed by Rushi in this game have included not only fielding errors, but as you said, two lapses on the bases. Here's a hard ground ball off the bat of Maddox Gubo, hit to third, and it's right through the wickets of Grudich. E5 at third base for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, this has just been an air-filled game. I mean, right there, that was... Grudich just had that one go under his glove.
And I'll tell you what, I wasn't predicting that this would happen. I simply made the comment in the pregame that all too often, when these two teams have played in the last 7 or 8 years, the team that loses has been the club that has had defensive mistakes.
Yeah, and it's just more than an average high school game, it seemed like, tonight.
Yep, yep.
I don't know if it's the colder air to blame. I don't know. It's just been a struggle, more so for Rushi, but Laramie's had a handful of errors, too. A la that first inning, but they've shut it down since, and obviously the Raiders haven't.
Here's Pringer looking at a ball. We have two down. It's like pulling teeth to get this game to the finish line.
We've had some long games.
Yes, it has been very
been
lengthy.
Hours.
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Runners at first and third, two down. There's a ball hit very hard off the bat of Pringer to left center, but it is caught by the center fielder of Fort Loramie. Tanner Heckman skipped into the power alley and hauled it down. That ball by Pringer was really tattooed, and that's how the game finishes. A flyout by Pringer to pretty deep center. Ball was struck well. But give the Redskins defense credit, and Fort Loramie finishes off a 12-3 win. It's not often you say a 12-3 comeback win, but that's what it was. Rushi once led in this game 3-0, 12 unanswered by Fort Loramie, which wins going away. We'll return to close it out in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Welcome back here to Rushi High School. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, 12-3 final score. Rushi started well at 2-0, or I should say 3-0. After an inning of play, getting three unearned runs in the first frame, then Fort Loramie scored 12 unanswered. 12 unanswered by Fort Loramie. Rushi made a cadre of mistakes down the stretch of this game. Unofficially, six errors, maybe as many as seven. And Rushi did get 10 hits unofficially, according to the scoreboard. And I think that's what I've got them for, 10 hits. Scoreboard reads 9 hits for Fort Loramie. I think that is incorrect. I've got Fort Loramie for at least 10, maybe 11 hits. But just too many unearned runs, Brandon, given up by the Rushi Raiders in this game. Sammy Gubo on in relief of Carson Arnold, pitched extremely well for the Redskins. His battery mate, Dylan Meyer, was outstanding defensively. And Cooper Emberford, three hits for Rushi. Trying to look for a bright spot for the Raiders, that's probably where it was.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be my sour mug start of the game. And on the flip side for Fort Loramie, I'm going to go Dylan Meyer and Sam Gubo. I mean, and you got to love from the Redskins' perspective. I mean, you come down 3-0, you know, you're facing, obviously, when these guys face, they throw who they feel most comfortable with in their situation, and it was Arnold tonight for Varmi and Gubo for Rushi. You get down 3-0 early, and that's scary. You get backed in a corner, but like I said, it's a long way to go. You can't box yourself in a corner. Past two games we've done, the Chiefs have had 4-0, 3-0 leads, and they've ended up scoring 10 consecutive runs to Rushi on Thursday. Army scored 12 consecutive runs today to close it out. So, again, it's getting relaxed, taking it a bat at a time, putting the ball in play like the Redskins did. The Raiders committed mistakes. Army roped in a couple hits. They were able to capitalize on the Raiders' mistakes. And that's how you just stay calm early on in the game. And it was a nice display there by Fort Laramie on how just to not hang your head early in a baseball game.
You know, we've said this forever, and this was a great example here in this game tonight. High school baseball, so often, more than half the time, the team that wins is the club that by far made fewer mistakes than the team that got beat. And, wow, this proves the point right here this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. And for Fort Laramie, it's a huge win because now you put Rushi two games behind you.
Yep.
And it's really, and Rushi's not out of it, but it's going to be very hard for them because they'd have to have a sweep of Anna and Laramie and have some things go their way. But this puts Laramie in the driver's seat in the Shelby County League, and you can go feel more relaxed. That's going to push Rushi down the seed column. It's going to put Laramie ahead of them whenever the coaches' vote happens here in about 2.5-3 weeks. So you have that. And then if you're on the flip side for the Raiders, just a lot of things, again, to figure out. We saw them struggle this way against Anna a couple weeks ago, struggle with the same things. The offense was good. They put some balls in play. I don't think you can be upset about the approach at the plate at all. But just the errors, and that's something you can't physically do yourself as a coach. There were some things of miscommunication on first and third, two guys getting thrown out at second, just things that are unacceptable, no matter if you're playing at a JV level or a varsity level. And that's why I made the comment earlier, it's going to be a long practice probably for the Raiders tomorrow, because, you know, Coach Flippo is a very fundamental guy, and he's not going to let those things slide for very long, or someone's going to take your spot.
Right.
No matter if you're a freshman or a sophomore, and he's playing a lot of youth. But he's been backed in, you know, Raiders have been backed in corners like these. Coach Flippo has been, and the Raiders will figure it out here at some point. And for Laramie, big confidence booster going forward. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a confidence booster, getting down 3-0 and pulling out a 9-1 win. Great job for Jeff Sanders' team, and hats off to them.
Yep, give Redskins a lot of credit in this game tonight, no question about it. Sam Igubo in relief, the word that comes to mind to describe his performance, bulldog.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. And he did a nice job. And I give, you know, Coach Sanders, I mean, nice job. I mean, as soon as in that second inning, Quinn Hilling got that single, Sam come right out of the dugout, and I knew what he was going to do. He was going to pull Arnold. Because he just obviously just didn't have it in the early point of this game, and he knew at that point, hey, I got to go now, I got to make the decision now, and he made the right one, and I would have done the same thing if I was him. So it was good coaching move by Jeff Sanders early on in this game.
So where we were headed a few minutes ago, Sour Mug stars of this game, Sam Igubo, Dylan Meyer, battery mates for Fort Laramie,
Cooper
Unruh for 3 hits for the Rushi Raiders. Our Sour Mug stars of this contest here tonight, Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment tournament at the gathering place, The Social. Sour mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwick Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
By way of record, Fort Boyer Redskins, with the 12-3 win tonight, are now 9-5 on the year. The Rushi is 5-6 on the campaign. The Rushi Raiders 4-2 in the SCAL, and the Fort Boyer Redskins, as a result of the triumph tonight, now 6-0. Fort Boyer 6-0 atop the SCAL. Fort Laramie's at Houston on Thursday. Rushi's next encounter is coming up on Thursday, right back here against Fairlawn.
For Laramie now, you head in the second half, and now you have to keep, you know, eyes ahead. Obviously, you're in that driver's seat. You can't get comfortable. Obviously, that matchup with Anna is huge and circled on their calendar right here. You know, for big league implications. So hopefully we'll be able to do that game, obviously, because that'll have massive league title implications. And I believe it's at Laramie.
Right.
So even better, because Anna doesn't have a press box.
Right. Right. Keep abreast of the website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll update our upcoming schedule for you in the next 24 hours. Looking down the road, Fort Laramie's got an invite this coming weekend. Let me update you on game times. I think Minster and Indian Lake play at 10. Fort Laramie and Burn Union play at 12:30. The two winners come back at 5:30. I think the two losers play in the middle of the afternoon.
And they, Laramie always invites someone interesting. I always have Minster. Indian Lake's had a solid program. Ryan Lillard has there for a couple of years. And then they always find someone interesting. I know some years has been Cincinnati Christian. Burn Union's an interesting one. Rishi played them in the regionals a couple of years ago.
Yes.
So they find someone interesting from kind of out of the area to play in that Laramie Invitational. So I'm sure it'll be a good one. That's always a fun little mid-season tournament. And it's always right after Laramie prom, I think, too, because Laramie's got their prom on Friday.
Yes. A chilly night here at Rushi. Thankfully, no wind. There was some sunshine. Temperature now probably is below 50 degrees. And Fort Laramie put the chill on Rushi to the tune of 12-3. Redskins win it. Thanks so much to our online listeners. Brandon enjoyed it. A lot of fun.
Always.
Didn't think this game would get away from us like it did. It was pretty competitive there for a while. At 3-0, then 3-2, and then that fourth inning for Fort Laramie lasted a half hour.
Yep, the difference there. We've had some lone games. I think we are due, you and I are, for about a good 2-1 pitcher's duel. We've seen some offense, and we've seen some, you know, lackluster defense at times. I think we are due for a good pitcher's duel coming up soon.
Online listeners, thanks so much. Thanks to Brandon alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening from Rushi. Final score once again, Fort Laramie Redskins 12, Rushi Raiders 3.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Laramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.